Let's talk about one of the groups of people who in particular have made huge sacrifices, frontline healthcare workers. The government needs to do more to provide childcare for them. That's what their representative organisation, the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation, is saying. We're joined by Tony Fitzpatrick, their Director of Industrial Relations. Tony, if it's okay with you, we'll get to childcare in a moment. I just want to ask you, first of all, about that proposal from the Minister that nurses, frontline healthcare workers who are living together, make arrangements to try and live apart if possible. Your response to that?
Well, I suppose from our part, we're only hearing the media reports with regard to it, and we haven't seen any formal proposal from the government. But I suppose at this time, it's important to note that while others can go or walk away from the fire, nurses and midwives are walking towards the fire and are at the forefront of this fight against COVID-19. Healthcare workers, doctors, nurses, and others are putting themselves in a precarious situation.
Absolutely,
we've seen,
yeah.
And we've talked to our international colleagues about what has happened in Italy and Spain, and we've talked to our colleagues from South Korea and China. You know, this is a very difficult fight for them, and it's vitally important that they have PPE and the required protections that they need. I think the government in this case have identified that. And this is common and well known, and it would happen for teachers and nurses and doctors, etc., that when they're working in hospitals, etc., that before they have families, they live together in groups. So
yeah,
there could be three or four nurses or doctors living together in houses. I suppose the scenario that the minister pointed out last evening and what Nevitt have looked at, and I think this has come to the fore, particularly in these clusters within private nursing homes, is that you could have a number of nurses or doctors working in different locations. Therefore, they work in different hospitals where COVID-19 patients have been treated.
Yeah,
they then go
I suppose, sorry to cut across you, Tony,
no,
I suppose what I'm asking you, is it practical to ask those people to live apart?
Well, I think the first thing is that there has to be clear engagement and consultation with those staff. And I think that's what they're going to have to do. And we would expect as their representatives that there be engagement and consultation with us. So I presume they have a proposal around it. And we do know that nurses and midwives have raised with us the difficulties they have if they do a 13 or 13 and a half hour shift. They have an hour and a half commute. On top of that, you're talking about 16 hours on the go. And the provision of accommodation for those staff is something that we have highlighted that the government needs to address. So I think we will look at it. We will do whatever is necessary to ensure that we can reduce the spread of COVID-19. As everyone knows, the virus doesn't move, people with the virus move. So it's important that we do take whatever measures are necessary.
Okay. Fair to say you're open with that. You're open to it, and you'll work with the government on the issue. On the issue of childcare, you're impatient that it isn't happening fast enough. To be fair to the government, this is not an easy issue to solve. I mean, I don't think anyone is saying that creches should be reopened, for example.
No, absolutely not. And I think the public health advice is that wouldn't be a viable option, and that would create risks. From our perspective, we met with DPAR 2 weeks ago. We wrote to the minister last week. We've written to Paul Reid the day before yesterday. I think the issue for us is it's going on about 2 weeks. The changes that came in last Friday are impacting further. And prior to that, even though it wasn't best practice, grandparents could have been involved in minding children or extended families. But we have many nurses and midwives. In nursing, it's 90% female. In midwifery, it's 99% female profession. And therefore, they're in quite a precarious situation. They want to be involved in the fight against COVID-19. They've done incredible work in the last 2 weeks to be flexible in managing their childcare needs and rosters and going into work. It's important to know nurses and midwives work across a 24/7 period. So we just need the government, if they're having difficulty coming up with a solution, or if they're close to a solution, it's time they announce that so that nurses and midwives know that a solution is coming down the track, because many of them are finding it extremely hard to balance both.
Okay, just very, very quickly, what percentage of your members would be in this position? Because like, it's important to say, like, a lot of nurses would also have a partner who would be able to do childcare. Do you know what percentage of your members are in urgent need of childcare assistance?
Well, it would appear that just based on some global figures that we've looked at, that it could be as many as 20 to 25%,
Okay, one in four.
that have
Okay.
difficulties in that area.
All right,
But
okay.
they are working with others to try and cover the childcare. We can't, and it just they need a little bit more help from the
Okay,
government
Tony,
to
we have
try and
you.
address this issue.
Okay, thanks indeed for talking to us. Tony Fitzpatrick, Director of Industrial Relations with the IMO there.